Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 25th, 2015. Today is Wednesday in the first week of Lent. The bulk of our gospel lesson from the daily office today is found in the third chapter of the Gospel of John. And it tells the story of one of Jesus' early conversations with a religious leader. The man's name is Nicodemus, and John points out that Nicodemus, a leader of the Pharisees, comes to see Jesus by night. Many commentators have made much about this religious leader making use of the cover of darkness to come and see this up-and-coming rabbi from the backwaters in Galilee. At any rate, Nicodemus opens his conversation with Jesus by a bit of flattery. "Rabbi, we know you're from God because the only way that you could be doing these signs was sort of if you're empowered by God." And Jesus is having none of this. He cuts right to the chase and says, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born from above." Well, this confuses Nicodemus. How are we going to be born from above? What sort of new birth is this? How can a person be reborn? How is that physically possible? And Jesus launches into an explanation which I'm not really sure explains anything to Nicodemus, because it seems that Jesus is speaking language that Nicodemus understands. I mean, he understands the words, but he struggles to understand what the meaning of these terms and concepts are that Jesus is using. Jesus says, "The wind blows where it will. This is just the way it is with the Spirit of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the Spirit is spirit. Don't marvel when I say that you must be born from above. Are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things?" Jesus asks. Well, it's quite a conversation. But what I have been taken with today as I've reflected on these words of Jesus is what he says to Nicodemus at the very beginning of the conversation. No one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born from above. Now, I grew up in a tradition that was very clear on what it meant to be born from above or born again. It was very clear. One prayed a particular sort of prayer and invited Jesus into one's heart and life in a very specific way. And if one had done these things, then we proudly wore the label born again. I appreciate that sort of interpretation, and yet I wonder if that is too narrow for what Jesus has to say to Nicodemus. I've been particularly puzzling over "no one can see the kingdom of God unless they've been born from above." I think in the tradition that I grew up in, it was clear that the kingdom of God was a cipher for waking up in heaven after you die. You can't see the other side. You can't see the good place unless you have prayed the right prayers and have lived the right ethic and you've been born again. But I wonder if what Jesus is saying here isn't something a lot more here and now, as opposed to out there in the distant future. I wonder what it would be like if those of us who claim to be followers of Jesus, if we could look around and see the kingdom of God right here and right now. Yes, I get it. We live in a difficult time. We live in a time of violence and terrorism. We live in a time of injustice. We live in a time where so much seems wrong in our world. And I wonder if those of us who follow Jesus, if we are not blinded to the moments that the kingdom of God is breaking through, not because we haven't been born from above, but because we haven't fully lived into that new birth. I wonder if sometimes we are blinded by all that is going on in the world and we fail to look through the eyes of faith. The vision that God gives us at our baptism, we haven't really begun to look carefully for the signs of the kingdom of God breaking out all around us. What would it be like if instead of constantly focusing on everything that is wrong, and I'm guilty of it too, if we began to look for those signs and moments where the kingdom of God is made visible? I'm particularly thinking about a friend of mine who works with the homeless, the near homeless, the working poor in the city of Racine. And I know that earlier this week, for the third month, he sponsored an event called Laundry Love. And hundreds of loads of clothes were washed as this ministry took over a local laundromat. And groups of people of faith met people where they were and washed their clothes. I think that might be a sign of the kingdom of God breaking out in a world where it's easy to get overwhelmed by all that is wrong. I think in those moments, my friend Deacon Kevin and all of his helpers who were chucking quarters in washing machines and dryers, in that moment, they were being propelled by that wind of the Spirit, and they were sharing the good news of God in the flesh. And in that moment, they were incarnating what it means to be born from above. I don't know. But my prayer today has been about God opening my eyes to see the places where the kingdom of God is already in full bloom. The kingdom of God is present with laundry love and present in soup kitchens and present across committee tables in congregations and present whenever people visit their fellow sisters and brothers in the nursing home or in the hospital, or even sit at a table and write a get well card. The kingdom of God is here, my friends. And I think that, like Nicodemus, those of us who sort of fancy ourselves as the most religious, we need to have our eyes opened, to be reminded that we have been born from above, and to see all of those places where the Spirit is blowing, wherever the Spirit will, the wind of God blowing across this world. It is happening, and I pray to God that somehow we could feel a little bit of that living breeze. Let us pray. Bless us, O God, in this holy season, in which our hearts seek your help and healing. And so purify us by your discipline, that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.